More than half of working Americans are dissatisfied with their jobs, according to a new survey. That's bad news for employers, because worker discontent can hurt productivity and stifle innovation. In fact, Americans' job satisfaction is at its lowest level in more than two decades, says report co-author Lynn Franco.
Today, only 45.3% of workers say they're satisfied with their jobs, compared to 61% back in 1987.
The Conference Board, a nonprofit that helps businesses strengthen their performance, produced the report based on a survey of 5,000 U.S. households. It shows a drop in satisfaction in many aspects of an employee's work life, including interest in the job, dealing with coworkers and bosses, commuting, and job security. As a group, neither young people who are just entering the workforce nor employees who are about to retire, Franco says, are happy with what they do.
You know, what's interesting is that we're finding that our youngest entrants and future leaders are the most dissatisfied. Only about 36% of workers under the age of 25 say they're currently satisfied with their job. And it's not much better amongst baby boomers. You know, 20 years ago, more than 60% of baby boomers were satisfied. Today, that's down to 46%.
The most satisfied group of workers in the survey was those aged 25 to 34. Franco suggests that they may see some opportunities for upward mobility as baby boomers retire. The Conference Board survey also uncovered the reasons behind job dissatisfaction.
We're finding that there's, you know, economic reasons such as, you know, wages, promotion policy, and bonus policy that are sort of adding to this level of dissatisfaction. Fringe benefits as well, you know, vacation policy, flex time, a variety of other factors as well, such as, you know, recognition and acknowledgement, performance review processes, workload, work-life balance, you know, communication channels, even potential for future growth are all coming in very low on the satisfaction scale.
When the economy is in a downturn and unemployment rates are going up, one would expect that people who are still employed would be satisfied. But Ian Ayers, a professor at Yale University's School of Management, says that's not the case.
In some ways, a lot of people feel locked into their jobs. And this is an important time to try to revitalize the workplace. Individual professionals can make commitments to update their resumes, to make that, stop putting off making that business plan. Incentives and accountability are the keys to keeping your employees engaged and on track.
We have a weekly staff meeting and we go over what everybody's goals are.
Lori Bex owns a small printing company with 14 full-time employees. She says their weekly meetings provide a forum for them to participate in setting work goals and suggesting their own work schedules.
We have a pretty flexible schedule. We're in the heart of Boston, so some of us, myself included, come in a little bit later to avoid some of the traffic in the morning and not be on the road as long and not spend as much gas sitting in traffic. I truly have a work hard, play hard group. We learn every day from each other.
Employees who are motivated and interested in their work tend to be more satisfied, according to Lynn Franco.
Well, we've seen, you know, that interest in work obviously is key to engagement. So there are such things as, you know, rotational assignments that, you know, continue to sort of challenge people and keep them engaged. You know, also, you know, communication, that's a very key, both, you know, up the ladder and down the ladder, so that people feel that they're sort of a part of what's happening, that their voice matters, and this leads to, I think, greater productivity.
Lynn Franco says she hopes the results of the Conference Board survey will encourage employers to pay more attention to job dissatisfaction red flags and address them. She says that will not only contribute to their workers' well-being and happiness, but boost their business's bottom line as well. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.